Good morning. It's 7:39 a.m. on Friday, July 17th, 2020. And, I missed yesterday. Oops. By the time I realized that it was 10 o'clock in the morning, it was already 10 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, I didn't try to get out in the heat yesterday. It's going to be hotter today. I made a special effort to make sure I got out so that I could get back before 8 o'clock. It's already too hot. It was 62 when I got up. 45 minutes later, I had about a half a cup of coffee and a couple of pieces of toast. And the temperature had already gotten up to 68. It's probably 72 by now. Shade's nice, but the sun is hot. Good morning. I'm not the only one trying to get the walk in here before it gets too warm. Somebody doing their drying already this morning. I can smell the dryer sheet on the wind here. Got a little bit of buttermilk sky going on off to the west, up high over the mountains, which is actually redundant because buttermilk sky generally has to be high. I think it's a stratospheric event. Ah, cool air. I'm in the shade. I'm in the deep shade now, and it feels wonderful. I built up a bit of a sweat. I got a second pair of Bluetooth headphones. Broke down yesterday. I had to put in an order at Best Buy, so for my wife, her mouse was failing. I don't know about Logitech mice. I love the way my trackball works. I really like the Marble Mouse, but I switched over to a thumb mouse. It's taken me a while to get used to it, but it's wireless and it works really well. And it's, now that I'm getting used to it, it works really well. That also has a mouse wheel on it, so I'm able to do all of the things that you really can't do very well on a Marble Mouse. But the problem I had with Marble Mice is that the left mouse switch wears out or something, but they fail. They fail really. They barely hold up to 2 years worth of use. And the left mouse button is the one I use the most. It's the one I use to select with. It's the one I use to most to play games with. It's, you know, click and hold. Ooh, excuse me, beg your pardon.
Good morning.
Come on, Lulu. Came around the corner and a little old lady with the pug. So Colorado has a mandatory mask ordinance indoors. don't think it applies out of doors. But anyway, I had to make a play. I had to make an order at Best Buy, and so I ordered myself a pair of wireless headphones. I got another pair of in the ear, but I got some Bose. My ears aren't good enough for high-end stuff, but I got some mid-range Bose. They're marked down. Got one sale. Sound really good. It's taken me a while to get used to them, but I never had a pair of them, of earbuds that had the little wings on them. I couldn't figure out. I think I have it, so that I've got right and left correct. But I was doing trivia in Second Life last night, and the DJ had some really, really cool music running. It sounded terrific in my buds. Okay, what do we got going on down here? Is a flagman out? A couple of them standing around. They look to be on the corner where I'm going to turn left. Turn to the east. To the east, turn to the west. Who is the team that we like best? Go Eagles! I'm hiking right along because I want to get back and get to work on the book somewhere. I spent the 45 minutes eating toast and doom scrolling. It's like, ah, Jesus. Are they on my corner? They're in the street. It's like something must be going on in the street. Are they getting ready to do something? Oh, they're working in the sewer grate. And what I thought was a flag is an orange high lifter on the... In the back, it's just got the little, just a little bit of it peeking through. Now that I'm closer, I can see the arm hanging down. They've got some sandbags around this storm grate. Exactly sure what they're doing with it. Give this lady plenty of room. Woman coming the other way. We still have a good amount of shade here. Although the sun is up higher than I'm comfortable with. I might cross the street. See what it's like when I get going. Anyway, so yeah, I spent a lot of time yesterday answering Not yesterday, the day before. Well, yesterday too. People who aren't, you know, don't read the email until the next day, don't reply until the day after. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. I spend a fair amount of time responding to emails. I'm trying to keep up with it. I'm trying to keep answering all the people who talk to me. I've got a couple of really curious ones. The same text, same message, two different email addresses. And some sort of hidden content on each of them that the Thunderbird blocks. And I haven't tried to look at them. Yeah, because even though it's on, I'm going to cross the street. Even though it's on Linux, so that whatever they might be trying to download, probably download and die. There's no reason for me to open those. Wanting to know who I am in real life. In the real world. I don't really want you to know. It's not like I'm a secret. It's not like I'm hard to find. It's not like it's not relatively easy, extremely easy, to find out who I am and what I'm about and what I do. In a lot of ways, I'm probably behaving irresponsibly. But it's real easy to find me. I keep getting these. We've noticed on your website, we really like what you do, but we think we can get you an extra 500,000 visitors a month. And really? Sell more from your website? No. Let's start with no. Why would I want to do that? I get that there are people who do. I get that there are people who really sell direct from their website. Not one of them. And I'm not likely to become one of them. The problems, the reporting issues, the sales tax issues in the U.S. have now exceeded the difficulty in dealing with European VAT. No, I'm going to use a storefront. I thought a bug hit the back of my neck. It was a tree branch scraping across the top of my hat. Oh, this is much more pleasant. Walking in the shade. I did. I crossed the street and I'm walking on the other side of the street now because the trees are bigger and they overhang the sidewalk more. I'm working up a sweat. It's not, I think the only reason it's not running down my back is because my shirt is absorbing it. Probably time to change the shirt. Shoot, I have a big grocery run today. I really don't want to. I need to look to see what I might have that I can fix for dinner. It's kind of like a corn chowder. I have the potatoes. I've got the corn. I left my armpits in corn. I got a lot. I got a lot of creamed corn, and I'm not exactly sure why. I think I bought some because I wanted to make cornbread pudding, and then forgot I bought it, so I bought another set, and then I only made one cornbread pudding. So I've got all this creamed corn. which is terrific in chowder. Make a nice corn chowder with some bacon. I got some really nice bacon. Yeah, out into the sun. Holy cow. It's all right. I'll be home soon. There's a breeze. When I first came out, there was a little breeze, and I've been kind of sheltered away from it for the last mile. It's hit me again. It's nice. Hearing some kind of bugs chirping here. I don't know if it's crickets or... So the walk is a gift I give myself. That's what my therapist keeps reminding me of. It's like, okay, I like the walk. I like doing the walk. I like the feeling of having been up and moving, getting the blood flowing, having a chance to just sort of get away and ponder. I did manage to get my walking meditation in this morning, which was nice. Here are the Cooper's hawks. I can hear them. I don't know if the... I don't know if the recording is picking them up, but it's that cheap sound. Sort of whistle. Weeds out of my driveway. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.